Okay, back to Rosh Hashanah. So, Tkiyas, let's talk a little bit about the concept of Tkiyas Shefer. So we explained already previously that when the Torah says, basically, what the Chazal learned out from a pasuk, Tkiyah Teruah, Tkiyah three times. But because we don't know the definition of a Teruah, it could be either Shvarim or Shvarim Teruah or Teruah. So because we don't know, so we blow all of the amounts, and because otherwise there'd be also a separation between the ones that you have to blow, so therefore we blow the three sets of it. Now, how long does a tekiah have to be, and how long does a shvarim have to be, and how long does a teruah have to be? Because obviously the tekiah is the long one. Shvarim are the three short ones. The problem is, if you make the short ones too long, it becomes a tekiah. If you make them too short, it could be a teruah. So therefore, when somebody blows shofar, they really have to know how long the tekiah is supposed to be and how long the shvarim is supposed to be and the teruah. Now let's start with the teruahs because it's just easier. We said Thursday night, whatever. Teruah is the short ones. So the minimum amount of teruahs that you need to blow is 9. Now, shvarim, you blow 3. But each of the shvarim has to be as long as 3 teruahs. 2, 2, 2, 2. See, therefore the shvarim shouldn't be too much longer than that because then apidina might be a tekiah. And then you're not yaitza. So you have to blow the shvarim in a way. The shvarim are like 3 teruahs. Okay? Now, how long does a tekiah have to be? And even with shvarim, there's a lot of different customs how the shvarim should be blown. Most people blow it 2, 2, 2. You know, just simple. By us, we blow it a little bit different. And Shchanaruch, it also says some people have a minig that at the end of the third shvarim, they blow like a teruah. So the way we blow shvarim is tu 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 tu, just the one teruah at the end. Now, how long does the tekiah have to be? How long does the tekiah have to be? So the din is the tekiah has to be at least as long as the teruah of that set. Now, we said already there's three opinions what teruah is. Is it shvarim, is it teruah, or is it shvarim teruah together? That means, in the first set, when you blow tekiah, shvarim, teruah, tekiah, so the tekiah has to be as long as the shvarim teruah is. In the second set, when you blow a tekiah, the tekiah has to be as long as the shvarim are, the three shvarim together. When you blow teruah, it has to be, again, as long as the 9 teruahs. So basically, 3 shvarim is the same amount of 9 tekiahs because each shvarim is like 3 teruah. So therefore, when you blow the tekiah by the first set shvarim teruah together, minimally, the tekiah has to be as long as the shvarim teruah together. Which basically means that it has to be long enough for 18 2, 2, 2, 2, 2s because the teruah is 9 and the three shvarim are like 9. In the order when you blow tekiah, shvarim tekiah, halachically the tekiah has to be at least as long as the shvarim. When you blow teruah, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, so again the tekiah has to be as long as the teruah.
At least.
It could be longer. Now there's another inyan also brought down. That what happens if somebody blows a lot of teruahs? Again, shvarim, you can't blow more than 3. If you blow 5 shvarim, it's no good. You have to blow shvarim. Teruah, you could blow more. We said many of the rabbeim blew 40. Now, whatever, the different amounts, different times, whatever they blew. So there are opinions that hold that not only should the tekiah be as long as the shvarim and teruah are supposed to be. Some people write the tekiah should be as long as your shvarim teruah that you're going to blow the teruah. That means if you're going to blow a lot of teruahs, that means preferably, this is not halacha, I mean, it's, people have a minute, that they blow the tekiah as long as many teruahs that they're going to be blowing. So sometimes you can have a long tekiah because if you blow a lot of teruahs. But that's basically it. I'm not going into people made a mistake because that gets complicated when you have to re-blow or not re-blow, and that's a whole different thing. Calling out? So in halacha, there's something called the makri. The makri is the guy that says, tkia, shvarim trua, tkia, and that's what the guy blows. Our meaning is because of hefsik, because not talking. So our minig is, the makri doesn't say tkiya shvarim teruah tkiya. He points. He points to the tkiya shvarim teruah tkiya. That's it. So that's our custom. We don't say it, we just point to it. And even that, there are different customs. You point where they're at, if you point at the next one, whatever. The Rabbeim, the Friedrich Rebbe, when he didn't blow, was the makri. In halacha it says, by the way, the custom is the chazan that daven shachris for the yomid, he should be the makri. He should be the one that. But in our circles, we don't necessarily do that. And the Rebbe says that if Friedrich Rebbe didn't daven shachris for the yomid, yet he didn't blow shofar, he was the makri, that he was the one that did it. What?
What about breathing? Is there any time that you have
breathing?
Yeah.
No, so you have like this. When you blow tekiya and you want to blow shvarim, you have to take a breath. When you finish shvarim teruah, you have to take a breath to blow tekiya. If you're going to blow with one breath, tekiya, shvarim teruah, tekiya, with one breath, you're not yaitza.
You're not.
You're not yaitza. Now, we mentioned the other day, shvarim teruah, there's different opinions. Do you take a break between the shvarim and the teruah, or don't you take a break? Do you take a breath between the shvarim teruah or not? And we mentioned that by the tekiyas you blow before musaf, you don't take a breath between the shvarim teruah, and the ones you blow in the shmoneh esrei, both the quiet and the repetition, you do take a small breath between the shvarim and the teruah. But between the other ones, you have to take a breath. You have to here take a breath, a very short breath, but you have to take a breath. And, you know. Again, if you hold your shvarim teruah go together, so then you don't take a breath. But the evidence, if somebody did take a breath, they're yaitza.
But if you're doing your long tekiah and you run out of breath?
No, then you stop the tekiah. If you blow... You
but if it's too short, that's not...
No. Then you might have to re-blow the whole tekiah. You can't blow a tekiah in half. You know, tekiah half.
And
by the way, even the tekiah gedolah, the long tekiah, it says in halacha, if somebody by mistake just blew a regular tekiah, they just ran out of breath, they couldn't do it, it's also good.
And
it's not makif.
Right?
You have to blow with one breath. If you can't, you have to stop, and that's the end of it. As long as you blew nine, that's it. But you can't, you got... By the way, the laws of the shofar blowing, that's why it says in halacha that the person who blows shofar and the makri, the one that look, you know, points or says, they have to be baki in the halachas of the shofar, because... Huh? First of all, you should know the concept behind it of blowing. You have to know. You're in a shul. This is the way they blew. Was a yaitzah shofar? Wasn't a yaitzah shofar? Do I have to hear shofar again? Don't I have to hear shofar again? So people have to know. Or people in b'chlal, people should know halacha. You know, even if it's not relevant. Obviously, they can't make halachic rulings based on what they hear in these types of classes, obviously. But, you know, they have to know what they're talking about. The next thing is like this. When you blow the shofar, for the brachas, we said everybody has to stand. For the first initial 30 shofar blowing, the kailas, you could sit. But the minig is already to stand. Now, our custom is that we blow 30 before musaf, 30 in the quiet musaf, 30 in the repetition of musaf, and then in the middle of Kaddish at the end, we blow another 10. So altogether, just in davening, then after davening, we blow another 30. But during davening, we end up blowing 100 sounds of the shofar. Okay, that's a lot has to do with Kabbalah. And we mentioned in the past, what's very interesting is, it says in Chassidus in Kabbalah, that Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot are very similar. They accomplish the same things. Rosh Hashanah through seriousness, and Sukkot through Simcha. But they accomplish the exact same thing, just in a different style. So the Mepharshim, it says in Kabbalah, and Mepharshim already bring this down, that the main part of a Sukkot is Schach. How do you spell Schach? Samach Chav Chav. Samach Chav Chav equals 100. 60, 20, and 20 equals 100. But if you break it down even more, the 100 kailas, if you break them down, you end up blowing 60 tkiyas, 20 shvarim, and 20 truas. So it's not only schach equals 100, the sound of the shofar that you blow on Rosh Hashanah, the 100 kailas, is taka 60, 20, and 20. 60 tkiyas, 20 shvarim, 20 truas. So there's a direct connection between, okay, so therefore, coming back to the halacha of it, because shofar blowing, the bracha you make at the shofar blowing, goes for all of the shofar blowing, during the quiet Shemoneh Esrei, during the repetition, even the last Kaddish at the end, they're all part of that initial bracha. So therefore, halacha says, you should preferably not talk, except davening or tillim or things like that, but you're not supposed to talk from the time they make the brachas on the shofar until the last kiyas in the middle of Kaddish. Generally speaking, the Rebbe didn't talk until the last 30 which were blown afterwards, but I heard in the later years the Rebbe did tell, to the extent, by the way, when the Kohanim would go up to Birchas Kohanim, so in some 70 there were hundreds and hundreds of Kohanim, and they would be on the front, and the Rebbe would go down from the platform, because the Kohanim were on the platform. So after, normally on Yom Tov, when the Kohanim finished Duchenin, the Rebbe would say, Ashkoyach, Ashkoyach, move his head around to all the Kohanim to say, Ashkoyach, or as you guys would say, Chazak HaBaruch, but the Rebbe was Ashkenazi. So he said, Ashkoyach. But B'Sheif, by Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe didn't say it, in the earlier year, even in my time, the Rebbe didn't say it until after the last 30, at the end of Musaf, that we blow again 30. The Rebbe didn't tell Kohanim Yashkoyach, he didn't talk until then. I heard the later years that the Rebbe did say Yashkoyach before the last 30. So I don't know. That's what I heard. I wasn't there. What?
In Elul, nowadays, how many are we sounding in the morning?
10. I mean, Tkiyah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah, Shvarim, Tkiyah, Tkiyah. No. Kiyah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiyah. And plus in that, huh?
The other night you said, you know, the minimum is 30.
Not 30 minimum. In a shul, you need, okay. Because you're not doing the mitzvah. Elul is a minute. Most people, by the way, when they blow shofar in Elul, only blow Tkiyah, Shvarim, Truah, Tkiyah. That's it. Okay? Our minig is to blow all 10, because it's all the variations of tekiyah. Now, what is the minimum if somebody goes on miftzoim and he meets a guy in the street and the guy is not going to listen to that a lot of shofar? What's the minimum? A guy's going to a hospital, I wouldn't say he can't go. But when guys used to go to the hospital and blow in different rooms, you know, after a while, you just can't anymore. What is the minimum to blow then? So some people of contemporary poskim write Tashrat Tashat Tarat, like we blow in Elul, And Rabbi Marlo told me why also, that he thinks he should do Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. But even then, if you do that, a guy who technically can make a bracha be yetzer the mitzvah, b'diavid. Because b'diavid, huh?
Why three Tashrats? Why not like Elul? So you have all three variations.
Yeah, but you have all three variations, but there's a shaila of hefsik. Is there a hefsik only for the blower, for the listener, for whatever? The guy can make a bracha. The better is the person himself make a bracha. The better is the listener should say the bracha. Now another din is, when you make the bracha,